South Africa, a world in one country. 1. Multicultural stew. South Africa is a very multicultural country. Its 55 million citizens are a mix of color, religion, culture, and languages. It's not called the Rainbow Nation for nothing. About 79% of the population is black, but while they are all South Africans, they speak different languages and have different cultural backgrounds. 16% are white and of mixed descent, and 2.6% are Asian. Most South Africans are multilingual, and almost all higher education is in either English or Afrikaans. There are 11 official languages, but the 5 main languages, and the ones used to broadcast TV news, for example, are English, Afrikaans, Soto, Zulu, and Xhosa.
2. A brief look at history. Southern Africa has had a rich cultural history for thousands of years. The first Europeans arrived in 1652. Why did they go there? The main reason was trade with the wealthy East. Before the Suez Canal opened in 1869, the only way Europeans could get to the East was to sail around Africa. It was a long way to go, and they needed to get provisions on the way. The Dutch set up a trading post in what is now Cape Town, and the colonization of the country began. In 1806, South Africa became a British colony. Once gold and diamonds were discovered, more and more Europeans arrived, leading to often violent clashes with the local population. In 1948, the Europeans in the country formed a minority government that excluded everyone that was not white. White people ran the country, and only they could vote.
3. What was apartheid? Apartheid was an infamous system of government that existed in South Africa from 1948 until 1994. The basic idea was to keep the different races in the country apart. They were not allowed to mix at all. If you were black, it was against the law to go to a white party, date a white person, attend a white school. Different races lived in different areas. Everything was segregated. Separate movie theaters, separate post offices, hospitals, even separate beaches.
4. A famous South African, Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela was a freedom fighter and the symbolic leader of the anti-apartheid movement. He was also the first leader of a violent military organization that fought for freedom when all peaceful protests against the apartheid government had failed. That's why he was imprisoned for 27 years. Soon after he had been released from jail, he became the country's first black president. He was a man who stood up for democracy, freedom, peace, and human rights.
5. Table Mountain. When you look at a photograph of the famous flat-topped mountain, you will immediately see where it gets its name from. Table Mountain is an icon of the city of Cape Town. You can take the aerial cableway to the top, easier, or you can walk up, more fun. The mountain is a wilderness area with many indigenous mammals and 1,400 species of plants. The view from the top, needless to say, is awesome.
6. Higher up. Tsitsikamma is a rainforest. Here you can get a bird's eye view of the trees by swinging 30 meters above the ground using steel wires. The idea of guiding people through the top of the trees in a rainforest originated in Costa Rica. Here, biologists were looking for a way to do research on the undiscovered canopy ecosystem. An adventurous engineer developed a safe system for them to get to the tops of the trees, and the concept soon developed into a breathtaking form of ecotourism.
7. The Mighty Kruger. The Kruger National Park is huge, bigger than Belgium. You can see over 500 bird species, 100 types of reptiles, and nearly 150 different kinds of mammals here. It's got the big five: lion, leopard, rhinoceros, elephant, and buffalo, of course. But it also has many other animals you might not have heard of before, like kudus and dik-diks. All animals, including the predators, move around freely in the park.